Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
We know finding the right person can get a little frustrating, especially when you've met someone that you really like, you've gone out, had a great first date, and then there's been no response from them since.
Let us know your story by messaging us here at 1029thewolf.com. Just click on second date update. Hi, good morning, Catherine.
Hi.
Are you ready for second date update?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
How are things going with this guy that you messaged us about, this Dan guy?
They're going pretty well. It's been about a month since I've heard from Dan, and at this point, my hopes are pretty low that anything positive is going to come out of this.
Okay, so when was the last time you heard from him?
After our date. We sent some text messages. The last one I had was a good night, and then he never responded after that.
How did you guys meet each other originally?
We met on OKC.
Okay, Cupid. And what did you end up, what did you do on the date?
It was actually a pretty cute idea. We just went super local in Lakeville, and there was a band playing. It was cool. Yeah.
So did everything go smoothly on the date?
Yeah. The only problem was that we just couldn't hear each other that well with the music. So once the band took a break, we got a chance to talk a little more. It was just weird waiting around to have to talk to each other.
Yeah, totally. Do you think that's probably the reason why then he hasn't called you back?
No. I think he found someone else, and I think I'm being ghosted.
Oh, no.
Okay, and you just want to know one way or another. All right, as you know, as we were messaging off air, that we texted Dan. So we're hopefully he'll answer the phone when we call. So maybe get some answers to your questions here and find out why he's not contacting you back. Does that sound good?
Oh, yes. Let's do it.
Okay, buckle up. All right, hold on, Catherine.
Hello.
Hi, is this Dan?
Yes, this is.
Dan, this is Thunder and PT here. We're live on 102.9 The Wolf. We texted you a few minutes ago, and this is something we call second date update.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, so you went out about a month ago with a woman named Catherine, and she asked us to give you a call. Do you recall this?
Yeah, that was kind of a while ago.
All right, so she contacted us, and she just wants to know if there's some reason you have not called her back.
I just didn't catch any feelings for her, you know. I usually have a pretty strong sense about this stuff, and I'll get a feeling in my stomach that I want to keep things going or not, you know, It wasn't there. I mean, she just didn't do it for me.
Did you like her personality?
Well, yeah. You know, she's cool. I mean, she and some other guy are going to be really happy. It just didn't work out for us, you know?
Okay. And we're just curious. So if you had to name, Dan, one reason why you didn't call her back, what would that be?
Well, I mean, I don't know how this is going to sound, but if I had to put a label on it, I would say I was most turned off by her fake lips.
Her fake lips? What do you mean by that?
Well, look, she had definitely had some Botox or collagen going on into her lips. I don't know.
Oh, I've never had any work done. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, come on. Come on, Gat. You definitely had something done. Your lips, I'm sorry, your lips look like two hot dogs stacked on top of each other.
Hot dogs?
Damn, no, you don't. Ridiculous, man.
Oh.
My God, you're such a jerk. I can't believe how you're treating me right now.
Dan,
completely uncalled for. I know we put you on the spot here a little bit, but come on, you know, and you were cutting out there, but there's no reason to get abusive.
Yeah, for sure.
About Catherine.
Well, look, I apologize for being, that's why I said I didn't know how it was going to sound. I didn't want to be mean, but she did call me.
Yeah, well, I don't care. It's true, but that'd give you the right to, no matter what, to say that about this.
All right, I'll give you that.
Catherine, what would you like to say?
I mean, hot dogs for lips, that's just so unnecessary. Yeah. I just, you know, you're a jerk. Good luck. You have zero personality. Try getting Botox on your personality, friend.
Wow, that's good. That's a good one, Catherine. Touche right there. I love that. I love that.
Catherine, you probably don't want to go on a second date with Dan. It sounds like Dan doesn't want to either. I mean, it sounds like we're just going to have to agree to disagree here in this situation, right?
Yeah, you know.
Absolutely.
Well, as we say, it can get a little awkward. I don't know if it did or not. It did for me.
Not exactly a love connection, I would say.
Well, all right, guys. Well, listen, better luck next time on Second Date Update.
Yeah, whatever.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They're playing everything country. Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.